Hi, everyone. I'm here with Kelly Sidorek again, and we are talking about risk management, which is a very good topic these days, given cattle prices and all the just general volatility in markets everywhere. So, yeah. So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about kind of your thoughts on just managing that risk right now versus like in a totally different scenario, I guess.
Well, you know, it's over the years, and I'm not even sure how many years it's been an available tool to us. And again, with all the tools that producers have at their availability, pick what works for you. But I think in these times with high market prices, investment in the animals, and the volatility of the world and the markets, that having some kind of coverage is important. You know, as I mentioned to you earlier, that there's a lot of operations and operators that will have sophisticated risk management strategies where they're using the futures market and board to determine that. But I think that, you know, one that we as basic average, if you want to call it, operators, ranchers can use is the price insurance, to at least pay attention to what's going on with it to make sure that we are covered. In many cases, it's almost impossible to actually ensure a profit. But at least one of the things we think about in our operation is at least if you can cover a break even. And it's a moving target, you know, the way it's calculated. So you think, oh, jeepers, okay, there, it looks like that's a level that we can be comfortable with. And so you go and buy some, and then the next day it goes up. Or the opposite happens too. Sometimes it goes down. But, you know, and everybody's take on insurance, I think, is somewhat different, as well as their level of risk tolerance. But having that strategy to be able to use to cover your bases in the event of an extreme situation, which we thought for a while was going to be coming at the beginning of April.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. So far, so good. And I think most people understand this, but you're not insuring the price of your own calves. You're insuring the market prices
for that time period.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that actually took me a little bit of a time to kind of get that through my thick skull. But yeah, so you're just ensuring that for that particular week, that if you're doing fats, feeders, or calves, you know, that weight of animal will be price X. And then when they do the calculations, if it's below that, then you're going to get a top up to your level of coverage. If it's above, then it just expires worthless. And so what you actually sell for or when might not be the exact time, and it might not necessarily correlate, but it is a useful tool that we can be using in our operations. And one that I think people are maybe paying a little bit more attention to now is the calf insurance. Yesterday it was over $4.80 for a 550 weight in the fall end of the year, which is extremely, I don't have to tell anybody watching this that's pretty high.
Oh yeah. A lot of money at stake, right?
A lot of money at stake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Calves, you know, over 2,500, approaching 3,000. The bigger ones will be 3,000 probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which we're seeing some of the forward sales too, that for fall delivery that they're doing online auctions. It's reflecting that strength as well.
Yeah. So how does your market change, or how does your strategy change in a market like this versus, say, 4 years ago when prices were, nowhere near these levels?
Yeah. When we talk about the cattle cycle and where are we at in it, I've been thinking for a while that we're at the top and then it still keeps going higher. But, you know, some might disagree with me on this, but what goes up must come down. And I believe it's going to at some point in time. So just trying to be mindful of making sure that you're covered to what your input costs are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, traditionally, it's just been a big hill, right?
Yeah.
It goes up and then it slowly goes down again.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes down faster.
Yes.
But so just trying to be mindful of that, and I think there's opportunities wherever you are at in the cattle cycle. But again, as we said at the beginning, you know, one of the big pieces is the investment in these animals is significant, and making sure you've got some baseline coverage. Maybe it's only half, insure half your calves, or none at all. Mm-hmm. But depending on what the situation is in your own particular operation.
Yeah, I mean, you insure by weight, right?
So yes.
Yeah, you don't even have to insure a specific number of animals.
Yes, right. No, so you do it by hundredweight. So, and then there's the certain days that it's available, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and it's from 2 in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. So in your column, you mentioned watching a webinar with Ryan Cawthorn as well, right? With his company, is Cows and Controls.
Yes.
Did he have any kind of insight that you thought would be helpful to the cow-calf?
Well, one of the things that he just said that, you know, again, stressing what I've said, that it's a tool that you should really be paying attention to in your strategy for your marketing, especially, you know, for cow-calf operators that are having one sale day or, you know, one marketing time, trying to make sure you've got some coverage on that is important, I think.
Yeah, yeah, when you only get one paycheck a year.
Yes, on one particular day. How can you spread that out a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to add today, Kelly? Or
no, I mean, I guess there's all kinds of risk that we need to think about in our operations. You know, I mean, moisture insurance is another one. The one of the things that Ryan did mention is that in the grain commodities, they've had availability of all kinds of insurance for a long, long period of time. And it's just becoming more new for us in the livestock sector. So hopefully that is something that can continue to be a useful tool.
Mm-hmm. I still remember the day I learned about Alberta. I don't think it was even called Western Price Insurance at first. I think it was Alberta Price Insurance.
Yes.
And I thought, this is a game changer.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you very much, Kelly.
Thanks, Lisa.